Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We have a great story to start out your Monday with. Recently, there was a video going viral on the internet about a man from Nigeria who survived after the tugboat he was on sunk into the ocean. Harrison O'Keen was a cook aboard a tugboat that was one of three towing an oil tanker in Nigeria's oil-rich waters. He had arisen at 4:30 a.m. one morning when the tugboat gave a sudden lurch and then keeled over. Harrison says, "I was dazed and everywhere was dark as I was thrown from one end of the small cubicle to another. Miraculously, he was able to find a cabin in the sunken vessel that felt safe, and he began to wait. During that time, he became colder and colder as he played back a mental tape of his life, remembering his mother, his friends, but mostly his wife of 5 years. As the waters rose, he made a rack on top of a platform and piled two mattresses on top. It kind of makes you think, what would you do in that situation? It looks like your life is over or kind of ending, but yet it's not really. What do you do? What do you think about during that time? This is what he did. He says, "I started calling on the name of God. I started reminiscing on the verses I read before I slept. I read the Bible from Psalms 54 to 92, he says. My wife had sent me the verses to read that night when she called me before I went to bed, he says. Harrison believes that his rescue after 72 hours underwater at a depth of more than 100 feet is a sign of divine deliverance. The other 11 crew members aboard the tugboat died." This story was taken from the WashingtonPost.com December 3rd, 2013, in an article entitled, "Nigerian Man Survives 3 Days at Bottom of Atlantic." You know, when you hear stories like this, sometimes it seems like they're not even real because they're so incredulous. But one of the messages that is so powerful in this story is that God can reach us wherever we are. He can reach us at home, at work, or 100 feet in a sunken tugboat trapped under the water. He knows where we are and how to reach us. There is something so comforting in that, because just like he comforted this man, so too he will comfort us, and even deliver us at times. There's a story that we'd like to share with you from President Thomas S. Monson from this most recent General Conference, October 2013, and it's from a talk he gave entitled True Shepherds. This is what he said.
When I was growing up, each summer, our family would drive to Provo Canyon, about 45 miles south and a little east of Salt Lake City, where we would stay in the family cabin for several weeks. We boys were always anxious to get on the fishing stream or into the swimming hole. We'd try to push the car a little faster. In those days, the automobile my father drove was a 1928 Oldsmobile. If he went over 35 miles an hour, my mother would say, "Keep it down, keep it down." I would say, "Put the accelerator down, Dad. Put it down." Dad would drive about 35 miles an hour all the way up to Provo Canyon or until we would come around a bend in the road and our journey would be halted by a herd of sheep. We'd watch as hundreds of sheep filed past us, seemingly without a shepherd. A few dogs yapping at their heels as they moved along. Way back in the rear, we could see the sheep herder on his horse. Not a bridle on it, but a halter. He was occasionally slouched down in the saddle, dozing, since the horse knew which way to go. And the yapping dogs did the work. Contrast that to the scene which I viewed in Munich, Germany, many years ago. It was a Sunday morning. We were en route to a missionary conference. As I looked out the window of the mission president's automobile, I saw a shepherd with a staff in his hand leading the sheep. They followed him wherever he went. If he moved to the left, they followed him to the left. If he moved them to the right, they followed him in that direction. I made the comparison between the true shepherd who led his sheep and the sheep herder who rode casually behind his sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Close quote. He provides for us the perfect example of what a true shepherd should be.
That's a great reminder that Jesus Christ really is the true shepherd, and he knows us by name, individually, each one of us. So keep that in mind this week, that he's not the sheep herder on the horse who's kind of dozing and falling asleep. No, he's the one who's actively leading us and who knows us individually. And we hope that makes you feel loved, because you are loved. There is a God in heaven. He knows us by name, and he loves every single one of us. And that's the message that we'd like to leave you with today as we close. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can always send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled My Prayer, and it's featuring Lisa Hollinger. Thanks again for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
What do you say?